Arriving, arriving. In this moment, arriving again and again. Arriving fully in this body. In this moment, right here, right now. Arriving with each in-breath and each out-breath. Intimate. As the breath moves in the body, filling the body. Intimate with this moment's experience. Nothing more intimate than just this. Just this breath. Just this body, the sensations. Immediacy the aliveness being felt from the inside from within the experience itself. Not from a control tower, but from within the experience itself. The sensations. Letting the sensations of the hands be felt from the inside. Handedness. The warmth. The pressure. The heaviness, lightness. The touch points, the vibration from the inside. Feeling the hip bones, the sit bones, your bottom on the cushion or the chair from the inside, the pressure, the contact, the hardness, softness, letting it be felt from the inside, relaxing into the sensation, receiving the sensation. Noticing any sensations in the body that call to you. Maybe your face, your forehead, maybe shoulders or arms or neck, or the chest or the belly, or the legs, or the feet. Whatever calls to you the most, or perhaps the entire body. Feeling, sensing from the inside, the vibrations. The movement. Embodied, feeling the body from the inside, feeling rooted, grounded, stable, embodied, the E in grace. Allowing the breath, the movement, the sensations to ground you, to calm the mind, pacify, center, appease the mind. From the inside. Starting with getting settled and centered. Embodied. Relax. Relaxing the body. This way, tilling the soil for the practice of metta. Tuning the awareness internally. Awake, alert, and aware of this moment's experience internally. We will till the soil for a few more minutes with mindfulness of the breath and body. Before we turn our attention to metta. Now, I'd like to invite you to bring to mind someone for whom, a sentient being for whom you have easy care, easy affection. Could be a benefactor, someone who's been a teacher, maybe a parent, someone who's been there for you, maybe someone who's inspired you with their work or their teaching. Or it could also be a dear friend. Or perhaps could be a child. When you think of this being just easy, care, affection, flows for you. Sometimes it might be easiest to think of a pet for this easy, easy category. Wherever it's easiest for you to start, whoever is easiest, it's best to choose someone, some being, sentient being, with whom you do not have a complicated relationship at this point, just a simple relationship. There are not a lot of expectations or chores. as simple as it gets, and also someone who is living, starting where it's easy, simple. Bringing the image of this being to mind as clearly as possible for you in their natural environment. And if you're not a visual person, bringing their felt sense to your mind's eye, what it feels, this person feels like, this being feels like. Perhaps imagining them now being right in front of you, sitting right in front of you. The felt sense of them being in front of you, or the image of them sitting right in front of you, whatever works for you. I'll say image, but please adjust as it works for you. So noticing as you bring this being to mind, and just choose someone. If you're still going through the Rolodex of your mind, just choose someone. It's okay. As you bring them to mind, notice what comes up in you, for you, in your body, in your mind, in your heart. That sense of friendliness, that metta, that is metta. Sense of goodwill, care, affection, however subtle it might be, that's it, not too complicated. And from this feeling of warmth, friendliness, goodwill towards this being, from this feeling, let the phrases of metta flow out of this. Let it be connected to this feeling of metta. I will offer some traditional phrases. In the long form first. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. Silently reciting to yourself. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. May you be happy and have joy in your heart. May you be healthy and strong. And may your life flow with as much ease as possible. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. Perhaps you can add their name to the end of it, if you wish, or dear one, may you be safe from inner or outer harm, dear one, or dear so-and-so. May you be happy and have joy in your heart, dear so-and-so. May you be healthy and strong in your body, dear one. And may your life flow with as much ease as possible, dear one. Keeping this being in mind, in your mind's eye, their image as clearly as you can, or their felt sense. Because it is that, the stimulus that brings up the feeling of metta and keeps you connected, and the phrases flow out of the feeling, providing continuity. In fact, as I mentioned yesterday evening to some of you, metta is sometimes thought of as a three-ring circus, the first ring being the image, the felt sense of the being, really, the object of the mind that brings up the rest, connects the rest, brings up the rest of the practice, puts it in motion. The second ring being the feeling that comes up in you, feeling of friendliness, metta, affection. And the third are the phrases that keep the thread of the practice going, keeping you connected. At some point, the phrases might drop on their own. But until then, when the practice is really strong and steady, I suggest staying with the phrases. May you be safe, dear one. Offering the short form of the phrases. May you be happy, dear one. May you be healthy. Dear one. And may your life flow with ease. Some people find it supportive to say the phrases synchronized with the rhythm of the breath. Feel your connection waning, the practice brighten up, freshen up, make the image, the felt sense of this deer being brighter. And trust that the connection, however subtle it might be, in your heart will be amplified ever so slightly. And there might be times that you're saying the phrases, just staying connected. The phrases without much feeling, and that's okay too. Hang in there. You are planting seeds. You are planting seeds. Even if, in the words of Sharon Salzberg, it feels excruciatingly boring. You are planting seeds. Trust it. Trust it. Safe. Happy. Healthy. Ease. And now I would like to invite you, as you have the image, the felt sense of your easy being, benefactor, friend, dear being in front of you. Imagine how they see you looking through their eyes at yourself, as if you were looking through their eyes at this being that is you. What do they see? How do they see you? How do they feel about you? You might be surprised. See the feeling of affection they have for you. Feeling of love, care. Maybe admiration, respect. A sense of warmth. Goodwill. They wish you well. They care for you. See that. See yourself through their eyes. Through the eyes of their care. And let yourself be seen. If you find your judgmental mind coming up, but, I don't deserve. Bow to that, put it down. Who are you to get in your own way of receiving love and care and metta? It's offered freely to you. It's how you are held. Let yourself receive it. Let yourself soak it up as if a sponge. Feeling the care, the metta coming from this being, your dear being, towards you. As if it were the rays of the sun or the moisture. Rain moistening you. Ah. Soaking it up. Ah. Allowing it to be soaked up. Allowing. Receiving. Allowing it to nurture you. Breathing it in. It's there, available for you. It's a gift. Respecting the gift, valuing this gift of metta. And if the receiving is challenging for you, it's okay. Respect, bow to it. And see if you can relax into it. Relax. Not believing, if there are any judgments coming up, and just soaking up. Seeing. Seeing your dear being. Sending you metta, feeling metta for you, the care, the love. Perhaps imagining them saying, may you be safe, dear, your name, and letting it land. May you be safe, dear one. Breathing it in, letting it land throughout your body, every cell of your body receiving this wish for you to be safe. And adding your own good wishes. May I be safe. Yes, I wish for me to be safe. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. Seeing your dear being, say, may you be happy, may you be happy, and have joy in your heart, dear one. Letting it land, this wish for your happiness. It's goodwill, wishing you to be happy, receiving it. Breathing it in to every cell of your body. And adding your own wish for yourself to it. May I be happy. I wish happiness for myself. It might help to put a hand in the middle of your heart center, the middle of your chest, to really connect with yourself. As you do this practice, receiving. Imagining your dear being wishing you health. May you be healthy. May you be healthy and strong in your body. Letting it land, receiving it. Receiving this wish for this body to be healthy and strong, and adding your own wish. May this body, may my body be healthy as possible. May it be strong. And seeing your dear being, wishing you ease. Oh dear one, may you have so much ease. May your life flow with ease. May you take care of yourself happily. Receiving that wish. Soaking it in every cell of your body. I too wish for myself. May there be ease in my life. May there be ease in every way. Receiving. And continuing to wish for yourself. Perhaps still imagining the support, the metta received from your friend, your dear being, as a support, if it's supportive. And now saying it for yourself, the I phrases. May I be safe. May I feel safe. May I be happy. Letting it land. May I be healthy. Sharing your own goodwill for yourself, for this being that is you, whom you are the guardian of. May I have ease. I wish myself ease. some people find it helpful to imagine a younger version of themselves with this practice, just to make it easier. Or imagine a photo of a younger version as you're doing metta for yourself. It's okay to be creative with this practice. See what works for you. May I be safe. May I feel safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. So for today's practice, you are welcome to practice with your dear being, benefactor, good friend, easy person, kind of putting the categories together, the benefactor and dear friend, calling it the easy category. You're welcome to practice with them to prime the heart. You're also welcome to practice with yourself. And you're also welcome to do what I guided you to start with them, to prime the heart and turn it towards yourself. Some people find that easier to have them give you the metta and you join your voice to theirs and hold yourself. And metta is taught in different ways. One, and practice in different ways. And this is one way that I mentioned today, which we'll be offering some other ways later in the retreat, but let's stick to this for now, which is the three rings. You bring up the image, the felt sense of the being, and that really is the stimulus that brings up the response in you. Ah, the metta. And then you turn the awareness, the attention to the metta, to the care, friendliness, and it could be very subtle. It could be big. Oh, my dear person, maybe a smile shows up on your face when you think of them. Or it could just be very subtle, a sense of safety when you're in their presence. It could be just that, very subtle. Whatever it is, turning the attention to that and letting the phrases come out of that feeling as much as possible. The phrases provide the continuity, because this is metta, is both a cultivation practice, cultivating friendliness, kindness towards ourselves and others. It's also a concentration practice. And the phrases help with the steadiness of the concentration. And there might be times that you don't feel anything. I've done this practice, and there have been times on retreat that I realize I'm saying the phrases, not a lot of feeling, not great love, but just hang in there, hang in there. They'll wax and wane. And there will be times that, whoa, you're kind of going along, saying the phrases, staying with it. And whoa, like, okay, it really comes up. So it waxes and wanes. Hang in there. Just don't think, oh, I don't feel anything done. Okay, I'll go have some tea. Hang in there. It's a concentration practice. You'll go deeper and deeper and deeper when you least expect it. And as I said, when I do the practice myself, especially on retreat, I start with the long form of the phrases. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. And the more I say them, the more they actually light up. The words start to actually make sense. Oh, inner and outer harm, inner harm. Oh, inner harm. I'm the one who causes most harm to myself. Inner harm. Oh, and you start to see all those ways, for example. So my recommendation is to start with the long phrases. And when it's really gelled, move maybe to the shorter phrases. When it feels natural, may I be safe. And then at some point, naturally, it might become just the word, safe, synchronized with your breathing. And at some point, the words might feel just too heavy when the practice is really steady and respected when it drops. But don't try to drop it early on. So it takes a lot of creativity. You're going to be kind of trying on your own and exploring, having a lot of creativity in what works for you.